Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
That's right. PD Radio is talking that square biz to ya. Hello, 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 XOXO. It's Tuesday, September 25th, and you are live with PD Radio and me, your host, Miss PD, and my talented sidekick, Mr. Black. Good evening, Mr. Black. How are ya?
What's going on, Miss PD? You know, I thought I just a little under, you know, the weather just a little bit, but I'm vibing right now, and that music just, you know, puts me right where I need to be. So we're going to get it in today. Hey, this is the livest 2 hours of the week right here. People need to recognize.
I'm trying to tell you, Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, y'all need to be locked right here with PD Radio. We don't play. Tell them, Black, we don't play.
Oh, no. You know, we don't mess around. Not at all. We take it to church.
Skirt over there. You know, tonight, as always, we have another banging show. We are paying tribute to three of my favorite artists. Their voices, their lyrics, their passionate delivery to the music just takes you to a whole other place. Tonight, we play the music of the beautiful and awesome Miss Tina Marie, the soulful smoothness of Luther Vandross, and the genius of our living legend, Mr. Stevie Wonder. Their music is just beyond anything you will hear.
You know,
you
that's
agree
right
with that?
I totally agree.
Crazy, right? Yeah.
Totally agree. Grew up on that. I mean, that's timeless. It's not like, you know.
Right. That's that feel-good music. You remember back in the day, you know, your family had those get-togethers. You had the drunk aunts and uncles and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All those songs are playing during those times, and I think that's why I love the music so much, because it takes me back to that place, you know. I miss those days. They were crazy days, but I swear I miss them. My aunts, man.
Dang.
Well, they were too much. My mom's sisters, they were too much. They get some liquor in them. It was a wrap.
Hey, people got to realize music is a part of the timeline of life. You know what I mean? A lot of people may not remember a lot of things over the years, but if you can, you know, coordinate that with some great music.
With the song,
You know what I'm saying? So we got it for you tonight. So
that's right.
If you're out there, that's right. Hit us up.
Call us up.
478-3599.
Again, 646-478-3599. Call us up. We want to hear from you. We're playing the music tonight. You hear something you like, call us up. Tell us why you like it and what time it takes you back to. We want to hear from you. I want to kick off the show, though, with some birthday shout-outs. In the celebrity world, Mr. Will Smith turns 44 today. Happy birthday, Will. He still look good, too. He still look hella fine. You go, Will.
That man, he feel like he's 20 years old.
I'm trying to tell you. Mr. T.I., he's 32 today. You think he really 32 or you think he older? He could be 32.
T.I.
I can see that.
He could be 32. Yeah.
That's
how much you weigh.
And basketball player, you know what? You ain't have to do that to that man. Leave him alone. Leave T.I. alone.
T.I. ain't getting no fights when he was in jail. No fights.
You know what? Leave him alone. He a bad dude.
Right.
Anywho, I'm not even messing with you, Black.
No, that's your boy.
Basketball player Scottie Pippen has a birthday today. I don't know how old he is, but happy birthday, Scottie. It's your birthday. Go, Scottie. It's your birthday. Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Hopefully he threw a couple dollars at him. Last I heard, he was asking Michael Jordan for some cash. So hopefully he got his finances in order. Hey, who knows?
Oh, wow. How they blow through so much money?
Hey. That's the life of an athlete right there. No.
You can't be taking care of everybody. You got to be about your business.
Yeah. That's true.
Some people just going to have to hate you.
We got one more birthday,
don't we? You know what? Don't be cutting me off, Black.
What?
I was in the middle of something right there.
He wasn't saying nothing. He's talking.
I It's a whole bunch of nothing, huh? Well,
call,
yesterday.
I need y'all to call up and tell Miss PD she was stalled.
Don't y'all do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, my birthday. My nephew Justin.
Stalling.
You know what happens when I start laughing, it's a wrap. Yesterday, my nephew Justin had a birthday. Happy birthday, Justin. He's the oldest. Love him dearly. He looks just like Chris Brown, y'all. I'm telling you. Height, complexion, everything.
Yeah,
Chris Brown.
He do like.
I mean, he
breathing.
Can body double for him any day. I'm trying to tell you. That's how serious it is. And today, my big brother, Power, it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Power. I love you. That's my baby.
That's
love
right.
me some Power.
happy born day, Power C.
That's right. And then later this weekend, is one more birthday, and that is Miss Sharon Pearson, a.k.a. Mama C. Happy birthday, Mama C. You know I love
That's
you,
right.
girl.
Happy birthday, Mama C.
Happy birthday to everyone. This is for you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And many more. I had to do that. Happy birthday, you guys. Many
That's
more.
Right.
So what you got for me over there, Mr. Black?
Oh,
I know
man.
You got something brewing.
Well, before we kick it off, you know, I just want to give, I got to pay homage to last week's show for all those who missed it. The Sisters Fight. I had all of the authors on with me live last week. It was a great show. The turnout was amazing. The call-ins were amazing. Everyone who called in last week, I just want to give you some love and let you know that the fight will continue to go on. And these lovely artists and authors are going to keep, you know, putting out great work. So,
yeah, we already have the Sisters Fight Volume 2 in the works. So, we keeping
That's
it rolling.
That's what I'm talking about. And I just want to remind everybody, you know, you got to vote. I just want to make sure that we understand what's at stake. So I want you guys to vote. I do have a little commercial that I found online that I just want to play real quick just so that you understand who your candidate is, you know, who the candidates are and the kind of, you know, stuff that's going around. So let me play this real quick. And so we can see the candidate. I got to follow up something for the people. So I was going to play this real quick.
In 1985, I helped found a company. I learned how America competes with companies in other countries.
The money he has that he didn't inherit is what he made as a private equity mogul, shutting down companies, liquidating their assets, and firing their American workers.
Later, when I served as governor of Massachusetts, I used the skills I had learned in 25 years in business to streamline state government.
To get that kind of money, you've got to cozy up as an incumbent to all of the special interest groups who can go out and raise money for you from their members. And that kind of relationship has an influence on the way you're going to vote.
Romney is one of the biggest flip-floppers to ever grace the GOP stage.
I believe that abortion should be safe and legal in this country.
I believe people understand that I'm firmly pro-life.
You just can't trust a word he says.
I have never seen a guy change his position on so many things so fast.
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus. No time, nowhere, no how have I supported the President's stimulus.
I think there is need for economic stimulus. Americans have lost about $11 trillion in net worth, and government can help make that up in a very difficult time.
He was pro-gun control. Then he becomes a lifetime member of the NRA.
Mitt Romney is a complete hypocrite and phony.
I think you'll find that I've been as consistent as human beings can be.
If you're looking for someone who's never changed any positions on any policies, then I'm not your guy.
I think Americans just don't know sometimes which Mitt Romney they're dealing with.
The new cover of Time magazine today asks the question, why don't they like me?
Mitt Romney spends a little
time. I'm just going to stop it right there.
What? Did he really flip-flop like that?
Hey, the man flips. I'm not even going to say it. It was a raunchy joke. I'm not even going to come out with it. But the man flips. You don't know what he want to do.
Yeah, that commercial just proved it.
I'm telling you,
wow.
The man, he is a drone. He is like a robot program to say whatever he has to get the vote. You know what I mean? So don't fall for that. Now, on the other side of this, I got PD Radio, if y'all don't know. We got some hot tech stuff going on over here, and I just happened to intercept one of Romney's phone taps. I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
But we got some footage. Now, I don't know if it's somebody from the Republican Party or what's going on, but it sounded like they're not too happy at the way he's running his campaign and how he's spending his money. So we're going to go into that right now, and then you guys can call in and tell me what you think. So here's the phone tap right here, exclusively on PD Radio.
$1,000 for a suit, $200 for a tie, a requisition order for a Ferrari? What's your fucking side of the story?
We will hear from the Democrat Party, the plight of the poor, and there's no question, it's not good being poor, and we have a safety net to help those that are very poor. So you can focus on the rich, that's not my focus. You can focus on the very poor, that's not my focus.
Don't think, make my ticket! For 6 months, I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. The truth is, this apartment's fronted you a fortune. And my ass is on the line. I okayed all this shit. And out of my fucking mind, keep letting you talk me into this shit.
Whether they
or purple mountains majesty above the fruited plain.
All I smell is your bullshit. But I promise you, I won't go down alone. I'm gonna give you 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna cover my own ass. How you like that arrangement? You got 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna grind your ass in the dog meat. You got that?
Hey, I'm telling you, when I intercepted that, man, it was crazy. The man is a damn clown. Come on.
You stupid.
Hey, his own party can't stand him. He up there stuttering.
Wow.
Hey, waste your vote if you want to. I'm not wasting mine, baby.
Wow. That was too
call
funny.
Call us up, man. If you want to react to that phone tap, please call us up. 646-478-3599. Let's get it on.
That was too funny.
Talk to me.
All right. That was good. Right now, it's time to get into the music. This is the reason why we're here tonight, the music. That was too funny. I'm not even messing with you, Black. I don't know how you be doing it.
I don't know either.
But you be getting
it's
it
crazy.
In. Mm-hmm. So, the show tonight is a musical.
You can't even get it out. Look at you.
Musical tribute. This is not even funny. It's a musical tribute to Tina Marie, Luther Vandross, and Stevie Wonder. So we're going to get into the music right now. We're going to start it off with Luther Vandross. It's Only for One Night.
Oh, yeah.
If only for one night, let me keep you near to ease away fear. It would be so nice if only for one night. I won't tell it. No one
creative talents such as poetry, music, graphic designs, or photography? Well, whatever your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesigns.name.com.
Put a little break in that just for a second because I wanted to find out from Miss PD. Where do you rank Tina Marie all time vocalist, female vocalist? How do you see her?
Well, I've already made that clear. She's number one to me. To me.
Mm.
For me, she's number one. She has the high, she has the low, she has the lyrics, she has the delivery. It's just crazy. You listen
That's
to her
true.
Voice, man. It's just ridiculous. Portuguese love, though, like, come on. She'd be like, you made love to me like fire and rain. Well, you know you got to be a hurricane. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Every time I hear that line, I'm just like,
That's sweet poetry right there.
She's straight poetry. Her music is pure poetry. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. You listen to the words. She don't just be singing. I mean, she's reciting poetry to music, basically. And she just has the voice to pull it off. Like, amazing. Stevie Wonder, man, what can you say? Stevie Wonder, what can you say about that man? Ma Sharia Moore, like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, great songwriters. You know, we're talking about people who actually were able to create a vision and put it down with the lyrics and the melody just to, you know, just take it over the top. So,
right.
I don't know.
And I believe Tina Marie and Stevie Wonder, they wrote their own song. So that came from them, you know.
Right, right.
And it just tells you how deep they go with it. Luther Vandross. Like, you listen to his music, you could sit in the dark, have his music on, and you just be in another place.
Yeah,
his
music
will have
you
freaking
hypnotized. Dimension.
Yeah, you will be hypnotized. You'll just be zoned out. His voice is so freaking smooth. It's like, it's like butter. I love it. He'd be hitting them notes.
We want people to call in and let us know, you know, where these artists stack up, you know, on your all-time favorite list. So hit us up, 646-478-3599. We want to know how you feel
about
this.
That's right. Don't be scared. Call us up. We don't bite. I know y'all had something y'all want to say. Y'all scared to get your airtime on. Don't be scared. This is what it's all about. Come get your 3 minutes of fame on. Call it PD Radio. 646-478-3599. We giving you the floor. Call us up. Before we get into our next set of music, I found something very interesting online today. Now, Black, you know already. I'm terrified of bees and wasps. I mean, I totally freak out if one is around me, seriously. Totally freak out. So when I saw this, it was a wrap.
What'd you say?
In Seattle, Washington, they have zombie bees.
Oh.
Not only are people zombies, they have zombie bees out right now. And these bees have a parasite that causes them to fly at night and lurch around erratically until they die. Now, a beekeeper, he spotted some infected bees at his home. He came home from a vacation a few weeks ago to find many of his bees either dead or flying around in jerky patterns, and then they would just drop to the ground and die. And he immediately remembered hearing about zombie bees, he says. So he collected several of the bees that died, popped them into a plastic bag, and about a week later, he found out he had got evidence that his bees were infected with the pupae of parasitic flies.
Oh, man.
I'm, like, terrified right now. I can't even imagine bees coming around me and just, they're infected. They have zombie bees. No, you're not listening to me, Black. They have zombie bees.
I hear you.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Come on now, don't get too wrapped into it. I mean, it is crazy.
I mean, I'm already terrified. Can you imagine just zombie bees? You know. Just coming at you, just flying around you all crazy, and then they just bloop.
Yeah, but how do you know that's a zombie bee, though? To us, a bee is a bee. He don't get swatted regardless.
He had it tested. That's why I say he had some of them tested, and they found the infected, parasites inside of them. That's
now,
why
see, what I want to know is,
you know, he's a beekeeper, so he knows the patterns of the bees. So if the bees are just, and you know, bees don't come out at night. So when bees are out at night, and they just flying around. You don't see bees at night; they're not out. So his bees are out at night. They're flying around in jerky patterns, and then they're just dropping to the ground dying. He knew something was up. You don't see bees at night; they don't come out. Wasps, you don't see that stuff at night. So apparently he must have took them to a lab, had them tested, and they, you know, found the infected parasites in them. But that's nasty.
Yeah, you need to stop. You got your skin crawling already.
I'm itching right now. You know
check
what I mean?
That.
Oh, shut up. I saw something else crazy online today, too. I want to speak on real quick. An Oregon man went into a rage at McDonald's because there was an onion on his burger. McDonald's tried to calm the situation by offering him a free replacement burger, and the man refused. He ate the burger anyway and still wanted a refund. When they told him he couldn't get a refund because he ate the burger, he went into a rage. He threw a soda in the manager's face, and he smashed a cash register. All that for an onion on your burger?
He get arrested?
Yeah, he got arrested. He did all that and tried to leave, but they had called the cops by that time, so the cops stopped him before he, you know, got away.
That's all I need
all
to know. Kids clothes.
All that for an onion on your burger? I didn't know it was that deep.
It's because people, you know,
people tripping
crazy right now.
Today.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, there's a predicted bacon shortage for 2013.
How did you know that? Come on now.
I'm so serious. I'm so very serious. It was on the news this morning. So I went online and I checked it out, and it's true.
So that's what's going on. People eating too much pork these days, and it's just messing with them.
I think the price of trying to, like, feed the animals and stuff like that is going up, so there's going to be a severe shortage.
Oh, yeah.
Bacon.
Well, that, I mean, what people need to realize.
That's just how they're saying it, too. They ain't saying pork, period. They just saying bacon.
Well, I mean, beef is going to go up, too. I mean, there's a lot of things that's going to get really expensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's definitely going to go up. Yeah. So enjoy your pork now, people.
That's right. You stew.
Go to the store tomorrow and stock up on some bacon and some neck bones.
Mm-hmm. You know you is, too.
You know I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
nice
I like
sleep.
Pork. Say what you want to say about me. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Me likes me pork.
Right.
Anywho. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back into some music right now because that's what tonight is all about. It's all about the music. It's all about our musical tribute to Tina Marie, Luther Vandross, and Stevie Wonder. So,
that's right. But
the
don't
next
worry.
Song,
we're going to get you in.
Going, oh, we're going to get you in.
We're definitely
so, right
get
now,
you.
Yeah, let's play a song right now. We're going to go into what? Luther Vandross, Stop for Love.
That's
y'all
right.
Better stop for that love.
Stop. to look for the love he don't get whenever he's alone at home. Away in the day that you come and stay, I hate to see you go away, but you couldn't have to be the best to reach the top, but it did not stop.
Woo, Miss PD.
Mr. Bless, what's going on? Yeah.
What is your all-time, what is one of your favorite Stevie Wonder songs?
Oh, wow.
I'm curious.
That's hard. That is really, really hard. Wow, I can't even place. I mean, because they're all so beautiful. My favorite. You put me on the spot.
Or just pick one out for me.
They're all, you're killing me, Black. You're killing me.
Don't have to be a favorite. Just pick one out.
Lately is beautiful. I don't know. All of them. You killing me right now. Living in the sky, we just heard. I mean,
yeah,
my mind is going blank. Wow, that's really terrible right now. And he's my favorite artist. That's crazy. How you gonna put me on the spot like that, though?
My bad. One of my favorites was always these three words. I always liked that song. Something about that song.
That's your favorite.
Yeah. It's one of my favorites. It's something about the delivery and what the song stands for. So I just I had to put that out there real quick. So that's definitely.
Though
one
I
of
love
my
that
favorites.
Song, it's not my favorite, and I don't know why the song won't come to my head. I know what it is, but it won't pop into my head. It's not one you hear all the time. It's like not one of the wow. It'll come to me. I'll remember by the next segment. <Pretty bad. laughs> Who's your favorite entertainer, though? Period. Like, I've already made it clear. Stevie is mine. Tina is mine. Who's yours?
Favorite entertainer.
Silence.
Oh, man, that's a good one. As much as everybody would love to say, Michael Jackson was, your favorite entertainer.
I mean, yeah, he was a great entertainer, but I'm talking about music-wise. Like, I mean, Michael Jackson was great overall. He's definitely one of the top, no doubt. But, I mean, when you just talking about the music itself, how they deliver the music, the lyrics, like, the tone, all of that.
It'll probably be...
That's why Tina and Stevie does it for me, because they embody that for me. So,
well, I mean, Stevie is one of my favorites too. It's definitely something about Luther Vandross. Something about his voice.
It's so smooth.
Whether it's a house, not a home. I mean, it's something about his delivery. He doesn't even have to say a word. He can just kind of harmonize something and make it sound, you know, ridiculous. So,
right, even his up-tipple songs are like, they even have you just, like, you know, glued. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite songs from him is, what is it? Since I Lost My Baby. That is such a cute song. I love that.
Yeah, that's classic.
I love
that's
that.
Definitely classic.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to hold you on that. That's definitely classic.
Let me stop. I'm cutting off. All right.
I mean, we need for the people to call in and let us know what, you know, what is your favorite
Luther,
Tina, or Stevie song. I know we're not the only ones who love these three artists and what they gave to us. So
don't be scared. Call us up. We'll
keep it moving until someone get the courage to call in. So you ready for the next segment?
No, I have something I want to say real quick.
What you gotta say?
I have another little news segment. It's kind of sad. It's really sad. In Dallas, a newborn baby died last night after being mauled by the family pit bull. While the police were responding to a domestic violence call at the home, the baby had fallen asleep in the grandfather's arms, so he went to put the sleeping baby in the bed and came back to talk to his son, who was fighting with his wife, girlfriend. And then a short while later, the grandfather heard noises coming from the bedroom, and he went to check it out. That's when he found the dog had attacked the child. The baby's father grabbed the child and ran outside and called, you know, paramedics, and they rushed the baby to the hospital, but the baby died last night. The dog is now in quarantine.
Oh, of course. You got to put him down.
That's sad. Oh, man. Why did the dog attack the baby? That's why I don't like pit bulls. I don't care what nobody say. You see, I still will not go near my brother's dog.
That. I know it's
I don't
some,
go near my brother's dog. He got that pit bull. I'm like, nope. Sadat. You stayed when he come. They got when I go over there, they have to put him in a room. I can't. He scares the shit out of me. I don't trust them. Their DNA is jacked up. People be like, "Oh, it's all in the way you raise them." No, they just cuckoo. They cuckoo.
So they still flip on you.
Heck yeah, they flip.
Well, see, people don't know that pit bulls, they are the great whites of dogs. You know what I'm saying? So.
You just don't know what's going to set them off, though.
Yeah, you just never know. So
I think it's just stronger in that breed of dog, period. I don't care how calm you think you raise a dog. I just think it's their nature. Just like a shark, you know. If a shark, you know, see a person, they're going to attack. It's just their nature. I think those pit bulls are just it's in their DNA.
Yeah, you messed me up with that one. That's not what I wanted to hear right now.
Nah, I mean, the baby died. Like, oh, that broke my heart. I hated to read that. So on that note, let's go back into some music. Skip back into our musical tribute of Tina Marie, Luther Vandross, and Stevie Wonder. Guys, call us up. We want to hear from you. What's your favorite Tina Marie song? What's your favorite Stevie Wonder song? What's your favorite Luther Vandross song? Call us up and let us hear from you. And if it's neither of those artists, call us up and tell us who is your favorite old school artist. We want to hear from you. PD Radio, 646-478-3599. Here we go.
Thank you. a chair is still a chair. Even when there's no one sitting there. But a chair is not a house. And a house. To hold you tight and no one there you can kiss goodnight. Oh. There's nothing there but gloom. But a room is not a house, and a house is not a home when the two of us are far apart and one of us. Now and then I call your name, and suddenly your face appears. But it's just a crazy game when it ends. It ends. Pretty little darling, have a heart. Don't let one mistake keep us apart. I'm not meant to live alone. Turn this house. Gonna be in love with me. I want you and need you to be, yeah, still in love with me. Say you're gonna be in love with me. It's driving me crazy to think that my baby would end me. Still in love with me.
Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Are you gonna be? Say you're gonna be. Well, 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 well. Are you gonna be? Say that you're gonna be. Still in love with me.
Such as poetry, music, graphic designs, or photography? Well, whatever your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesigns.name.com.
Oh, yeah. Tina Marie behind the groove.
You know it.
How'd that little white woman get so much soul in her?
God me, but I tell you what, she definitely made sure she used every ounce of it. That girl.
She's a little bitty thing, full of energy.
That's where that Rick James now.
Yeah, they had it going zone.
See, and that's how you know some of that music was straight from the soul, because a lot of that stuff that they were singing about, it was going through.
Yeah. So. One of my favorite songs from her is Casanova Brown. I wonder who that was written about. And Dear Mr. Gay, that one too. About Marvin
right.
Gaye. Tina was getting it on. Her music tells a story. I already know what's up. You can tell a person about their music, I'm trying to tell you. I found an interesting fact about Miss Tina Marie. She was the godmother to the actress and comedian Maya Rudolph, who played on Saturday Night Live. Yeah, she was her godmother.
Okay.
And Maya Rudolph happens to be the singer of Minnie Riperton. I did not know that.
Oh, wow.
Crazy, right?
I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Mm-hmm. And I also saw that early on when she first came out, Motown didn't want to send out any press release photographs on her because she was white. Because when people heard her voice, they thought she was black. And they didn't want to turn people away from purchasing her music by sending out, you know, the press release for her photograph on showing this white woman. So they, you know, early on in her career, they didn't let on, you know, that she was white. That was crazy. But you couldn't tell from her voice. You really couldn't tell.
Nah. That's the genius behind it. I mean, you really,
mm-hmm.
really couldn't tell.
Yeah,
I tell you what,
because
one of my favorite songs from her is definitely mm-hmm. that, you know, Fire and Desire. That's one of my favorite songs. Her and James getting it on with the duet.
That's definitely one of the tops. But she also has a duet, and for the life of me, I don't know his name, but the song is We Have to Stop Meeting Like This. I love that song. I don't know who the male singer was, though. But that's a good song. But Portuguese Love, come on. You made love to me like fire and rain. Oh, you know you got to be a hurricane. That's still my favorite line.
Love that line right there, boy. Hey, y'all need to call us up, 646-478-3599, and, you know, kick it with us real quick. I know you guys
we
got
also
something to say.
Stevie Wonder, we played Stevie, Isn't She Lovely? That's a good song. That was about his daughter, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, I got a violation real quick.
Oh, man. What?
I got a quick violation. This is for all the fellas. This had nothing to do with the ladies. This is for the fellas.
Mm-hmm.
NFL, man. NFL is doing us dirty right now with these refs. And I'm just putting it out there that they said that Vegas had a $300+ million of transactions over that loss last night by Green Bay. They tipped the scale on gambling last night because of the refs. So, just
okay.
So you know. So you understand what you understand what's going on. This is deeper than Tina Marie.
Mm-hmm.
This is big business. This is the American way, right? This is Nino Brown style.
Stupid.
You know what I mean?
Shut up.
They done took down the Carter. You know what I mean? So, oh man. So that's my violation
right.
of the refs. I just had to put it out there. That's all. That's all I had to do.
My violation is the men getting all ridiculous over football. That's my violation.
What?
Nah.
Come on now.
Yeah, I said it.
I know the women not talking. Real housewives of a butt implant, real housewives of this. You know, come on now. All the reality you guys got going on, you can give us 16
weeks. Calm down.
Yeah.
I
can't win that fight.
I like football. I don't claim to fully understand everything, but I definitely could sit and watch football all day Sunday. It's nothing for me.
Right.
I watch it. I don't claim to know the calls and the plays and all that. I will sit there and watch it all day.
Mm.
I will. I have.
I got a question for you, Miss.
Why are you?
Cause you.
Why you be getting so quiet? You are too funny.
Cause you know football. You know that's sacred to a man. You know what I mean? So.
That's what it is? Okay.
Yeah. We can't stand
it. So what were you
going to
say?
Now I was going to say, who you voting
See?
For this
You're
year?
All flustered
now. I'm trying to pull that out.
Are you serious?
I want to know who you voting for and why it's important that we vote this year. I want you to break it down for us real quick.
It's important
well, you know
that
what?
We
you don't
vote
have to tell us
every
vote
election. Whether the candidate is black or not, we have to vote for every election, period. People don't like the way things are. They don't like this. They don't like that. But they don't want to get out and vote because they think they are one person and their vote doesn't matter. It matters. And if you don't vote, then I don't want to hear your mouth. But you know what? It'd be the same people that don't vote that just be yakety yak. They be getting it on. Like, did you vote? Yeah, I voted. No, you didn't. You see
lying,
the lie
right.
all over their face. It's all
Nicki
over their
Minaj.
Face. No, they ain't vote. No, I mean, I've said it. I'm voting for President Obama. Not because he's black, but because he's Democrat. And because I think he needs to be able to finish out a full 8 years to do what he's trying to do. Romney reminds me of Bush a little bit. Bush just looks stupid in the White House. Bush looked stupid to me. He looked like he had nothing. Like everything he said was programmed by somebody else. He looked like
right.
a puppet. And that's who Romney reminds me of. And he's a rich man. He don't care about people that struggle. Obama has struggled. He knows what it's like. Romney has not and does not care. So do you want a man in office who doesn't care about people who struggle? Yes, everybody has to work. Everybody has to pull their weight. You can't be having all these, you know, government assistance where you're just giving money to people. I agree with that, yes, but people still need help. You can't just cut off everything. I mean, you
right.
have to help people. You have to give people a chance and give them a cutoff limit, like, all right, we're going to help you up until this point, you know, to get yourself together. After that, you're on your own. But you don't just cut off everything and be like, well, just go for self. That's what Romney wants to do. Like I said so many times, the Republicans, they want rich and poor. They don't care about middle class. They really, really don't. They can say it all day, but they don't. And their actions prove. And why? Tell me, like, why, if you are a millionaire or a billionaire, why can't you give back a little something to people who are trying to get on a higher status? That is so selfish. To me, that is very, very selfish. You don't want to help out? You don't want to give back? Like, I don't understand that.
Okay.
God gives us so much, and if we don't, you know, go back and help those less fortunate, as quick as you got it, it can be taken away. So that's my stance on that. And I'm voting.
And I agree with
and
you.
I hope everybody else is voting, too.
Yeah, you got to vote. Got to vote.
Yep. Stop thinking you one person, you're not going to matter. It's going to be your vote. Yeah, you. Uh-huh, you. It's going to be your vote. that's going to put Romney in office. How you like that?
Oh, don't say that.
It's
going to
fall on
that.
Your shoulder.
I'm still trying to figure out how. Who?
The peoples.
I understand that, but I'm still trying to.
Barack is just so cool with it. He's the coolest president ever. First it was Clinton, and now it's Obama. Just too cool with it. Sometimes I'll be thinking President Obama is just going to bust out in a rap in one of his speeches. He's just so cool with it. He just be looking at him like, but y'all don't hear. He look at him, he be like, but y'all don't hear me though. He's just so freaking smooth with it. How could you not love him? How could you not want him as our president? Romney looked like he just got something stuck up his butt. He don't want to take it out.
Mm.
He know it hurt. He needs to say, can't take it out.
You get real political right now.
Let me stop. What you got? What you got over there?
I don't have anything. Well, my question is, I'm still trying to figure out how the man, got rich, for one. And two, I've been doing some research on him, and he can't even hold a proper interview without stuttering. You know what I mean? Like, if you can easily, fluster him with questions. And that's not the type of president that I want in office. He's sitting at the table with China and, Russia and Germany and stuff like that. That's not, I don't want a president who can't handle himself.
Right.
That's just how I see it. So.
Now we have a caller on the line. Let's bring them in and see what they have to say.
Yeah, let's see what's
going on.
If
they
want
to chime in. Yeah.
Hello, this is PD Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, this is Eslo. What's up, guys?
What's going on, Eslo?
Well, hello.
Come on, y'all. How y'all doing?
We're doing
great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
You like the music we've been playing?
Of course. Always. Of course.
You over there?
Tina Marie. Oh, yeah. Love it. Love it. Love it.
What's your favorite Tina Marie song? Do you have a favorite?
No, not really, but...
It's hard, right?
Yeah, it's hard to choose. It's hard to choose, she's such a great, singer and so forth. She has, that was a talented woman. It's just, I don't have a favorite one from her, only because her voice is so phenomenal. It's so hard to choose, in my opinion, with her voice or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I agree.
Yes, it's hard. Luther Vandross, too, he's another one. I can't say I have a favorite with him because, again, his voice, his delivery of the songs and so forth is just phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just calling because I was listening to the Black about Romney, about what he was saying about how it's so scary, how his... I guess interviews and so forth are. To me, with Romney, I mean, I'm not saying he's a bad person or whatever. He makes me a little nervous because I don't even think he believes what he says. Like, if you look at his interviews and so forth and, the questions that you ask him, he seems to be like he doesn't believe what he even says.
Bush. They look like puppets.
Exactly. He looks like puppets, and it's written all over his face. And it's just a scary thought, okay, do we want this type of guy to run this type of country in the condition that it's in when you don't even believe what you say? You know what I mean? He's not even believable. I mean, a lot of politicians believe this guy is not even believable. So I just wanted to comment on that because that was interesting what, you know, Black was saying or whatever.
So even if, you know, they're not sure about what they're saying, you got to pull it off like you know, you got to fake it. You know, you have to give off that vibe. Like, he don't even give that. It's like, man, go away. Sit down.
That's his whole problem.
But I'm telling you, he reminds, just like Bush. Bush was like that. Bush looked like he was just stupid. I'm sorry. He could have been intelligent. He just looked like he was duh. That's all I see when I look at his face. Like, he's completely blank.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
Hold on, we're going to bring somebody else in. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Hello, you're on live with PD Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Valencia, calling from Kentucky.
Well, hello, darling.
Hey.
You're becoming an irregular on PD Radio. I love it.
Yes, and I'm very, very much so into the conversations right now.
What you got for us?
Here's my whole stance on the whole voting thing is, I know a lot of people don't educate themselves on it, but if you step back and look, like, one Republican stands for all Republicans. One Democrat, you know, your opinions and stuff matter. And here lately, to me, it just seems like Republicans are just coming off real dumb, saying real dumb things. And you know, I read something the other day about, you know, I can't remember his name, but I know he was a Republican, making the comment that, you know, disabled kids are God's way of punishing the parent. And it really upset me. And I was just like, wow, you know, is this, if we vote a Republican into the White House, is this what he's going to stand for? Because, I mean, that's what the issue is going to be pushed is, okay, this is what I stand for. Of course, my president's going to stand for that. So I can't stand for a Republican to be in the White House thinking that this is how the rest of course, one person doesn't represent everybody, but your vote counts. So, therefore, you know, you're voting that into the White House. And just it's crazy. And then, you know, for people to sit there, oh, it's just about Democrats and Republicans. No, don't look at the person. Look at what they're saying. And for Romney to make a comment once before saying, oh, I can relate to Black people because my family owned slaves. Like, oh, wait a minute.
You
that
know.
Doesn't necessarily mean you can relate to us. That just means that, you know, your family did something wrong that you just pointed out. And then for him to want to wipe out the whole government assistance, your father was a Mexican and lived basically under the government because he lived tax-free and everything. And yet now, because it doesn't benefit you, you want to wipe out welfare and all this type of assistance. I agree with you completely when you said, you know, everybody needs help. You can't just take something away because there are people out there that need it. So for people to sit there and say, oh, I don't want, there's lazy people out there using the system. Yeah, there's some of them out there. But at the same time, there are people that need that help. Don't sit there and all of a sudden become a Republican because you don't need that help. You know, I have family members that are Republicans, and I'd be looking at them like, you know, we came from the same place. We came from nothing. And now you're voting for a man that wants to wipe out all the stuff that got you to the point that you're at. And I just had to let that off my chest right there.
Very, very, very valid points. And, you know, like I said, everybody has to do their part. You just can't expect handouts. So I agree with the politicians where they come from that. But everybody needs a helping hand at some point. But give them the help, but also give them a cutoff. You know, give them a deadline.
Exactly.
We're going to do this, this, or that for you. You know, after that, you're on your own. But you have to, everybody needs help at some point. Even the richest person in the world has got a helping hand from somebody. So to just kind of like want to cut things off like that, like, yeah, you know, just to cut something off like that is just kind of ridiculous. You know, I'm going to bring in one more caller. Hold on. Hello, you're on live with PD Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Tammy, it's LeVan calling from Florida.
Hi, LeVan. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for calling in tonight. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to jump on that conversation. I'm not sure if everyone had an opportunity to watch the Republican National Convention, but one of the things I've noticed was in that entire time they had advertisements showing Jeb Bush for 2016. So for me, and for one of the things we've had a discussion around, is that the Republican Party truly don't want Romney, but he's the best person that they believe that's going to be Barack Obama. So I think at the end of the day, they really need to take this party and they need to figure out and just really crush that party and start completely over, because they have no one that's exciting in their party anymore. They're starting to pull out dumb antics, and it really isn't a big sense. So I think at the end of the day, we got to go back and remember they're going to put somebody forth on the Republican side as well as they're going to put somebody forth on the Democrat side. So this is the best person that they have putting forward who truly does not believe in the country as a whole.
Yeah, and that's pretty sad to have somebody running a country who doesn't, you know? I mean, it's going to go downhill. If Romney is elected, the country is going to take a serious nosedive. Like I said before, everybody's going to be crying. Everybody's going to be hurt. I see it. I feel it. I'm telling you. We all going to be trying to, like, get houses together and live with each other to make ends meet. I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be like three families living in one house just to get by, because it's just going to nosedive. You know, we're already hurting, so it's only going to get worse. That's just my personal belief on it.
I just think that everybody just needs to at least take the first step by going out and getting online, registering to vote, making sure that your ID matches where you live, where you're registered to vote, because they're trying to block us minorities, and they're really looking for the suburban vote. So I just believe we all need to make sure we do our part, get out first, register to vote, make sure our IDs match, and go make our voice heard.
Especially for the younger generation, they really trying to block. So, you know, you got to make sure you're on point with everything. Go online, check it, see what you need to have to make sure everything is valid so they can't turn you away.
Educate yourself. They're trying to block the urban vote and making sure they get the suburban vote. Let's be clear. So
be very clear.
I got a quick question for you guys. I got a quick question for you guys. I want to know, do you think right now, 2012, do you think that Black America has lost its focus? Now, I want to say, when I say that, I mean, when you go back, there was a purpose to everything we did. There was a cause, there was a purpose, a higher calling. We marched, we were trying to obtain certain things. Do you think right now that we feel like we're at a certain level and people just don't give a damn anymore about, you know, overall? You know, do you feel like it's kind of weak right now at this point as far as what we're having to fight for?
I think we got too comfortable. I think there's people that are still fighting, but I think, because if you listen to some of the younger generation today, like, you know, if you talk about back in the day, you talk about slavery, you talk about what grandparents, great-grandparents, you know, did, and they kind of look at you like, you know, like it's nothing. Or like, oh, we passed that, we passed prejudice. You know, no, we're not. So
right.
I think people have gotten a little bit too comfortable, you know, in their ways, that they don't understand that the fight is still there. Yeah, we've come a long way, but the fight is still there. And a lot of times we get so comfortable, it's like, long as our little bubble is good, we don't care about the whole. That's what I see.
I have a kind of a different spin to it myself personally.
Okay.
My take is that we haven't forgotten. I really do not believe that we have forgotten. But there's so much that's going on around us in terms of survival right now, in terms of trying to feed your family. There's so much that's happening to where it's all surface. And if we think about those that are not getting media attention, that's doing great in the world, we're not being heard. Nobody's hearing us. Nobody's listening to our story. They don't want to hear our story. They want to listen to the chaos and publicize the chaos. So I don't want to necessarily say that we've gotten lost or we've
our message isn't being heard, or we're not pushing forward. I want to truly believe that, especially when we have individuals like Maya Angelou that's out there, like Bill Cosby, like President Barack Obama, individuals like that, and if we could look at these black colleges, we have some bright, intelligent kids. We have athletes out there that's doing big. So I really believe it's just those individuals are not being, the light isn't being shined on them. That's just my take on it.
Okay.
Yeah, but again, you mentioned the older generation. That's what I'm saying. The older generation, I feel like, you know, do their part, but the younger generation, I mean, they're the leaders right now, and they don't get it. They think everything is cool.
I think it's because of access. We have more today than we've had then.
Okay.
Tools, different tools and access, whether it's computers, whether it's the fight is a little bit easier. We feel like it's a little bit easier. We're getting closer. Where our generation, none of this was even a thought, a possibility.
I agree to a certain extent, but I will say this. I do believe that we have gotten to a standstill in a weak part, only because a lot of people felt that once President Obama got into the office that, oh, it was going to be, you know, we, as the minorities, a lot of people looked at it as he's black, so he's going to take care of just black people, instead of actually looking at it as he has a whole country to take care of. So, yes, I do believe that we got comfortable only because, oh, we got a black president, well, I can sit back and relax now, instead of understanding that we still have to do our part as a country to keep moving forward. It doesn't all just go away because of one man. I mean, and for people to sit down and say, he promised this, and this, and here it is 4 years later, and he hasn't done this, it takes time. I mean, it took Bush 8 years. 8 years to get us to the point that we are at now. So why do people assume that 4 years we're going to get out of that same point? You got to spend money to make money. So for people to sit there and say, oh, he's spending more money and that's why we're in debt, no, stop it. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to others. That debt was already there. He can't pull us out just overnight or in 100 days and 90 days, as Romney's saying that he can do. And the first 100 days of him being in office, he's going to make the country a better place. No, you're not, because if that was possible, we wouldn't be in the debt and the trouble that we're in now.
You better tell it.
See, Romney, his mind is on something totally far. I can't even say left, right. It's in a whole other stratosphere, because you can't treat the United States as a checkbook. You can't balance it and say, oh, I'm just going to get you out in 90 days. You're talking about people. You're talking about different cultures. You're talking about just a whole way of living from top to bottom. You cannot run this great, you know, I'm going to call it great, because this is the only way you can get certain opportunities and anywhere in the land of this world. So you cannot run this thing like it's a Fortune 500. You know what I mean? You can't do it. And that's what he's trying to do. And he's trying to just build and fatten up the pockets of those who are already, sneaking power as it is. So, He's not getting my vote. I can't see it.
I mean, how does it even make sense that the rich pay less taxes? Like, how do you get those big tax breaks? Like that's never made sense to me. I mean, the people who need it don't get it, but the people, you know what I mean, that are way above that level,
this,
you're getting those tax breaks. Like, I don't understand how that works.
It's based on
greed.
How do you
justify that?
It's greed. You know, greed is about money. You know, it's about power. This is the world power, so it's all about that. You know, and then you have to keep in mind that, you know, we other, you know, continents or whatever, countries or whatever look up to us, so it's all about that, you know. It's just facade. It's greed. So it's all about themselves. So however they choose to do it, it means doing what they have to do, that's how they're going to do it. That's how I see it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, the good and the poor have to suffer, you know, is how I see it.
And I think that's the fundamental difference, that Romney really thinks that
by giving the rich the tax break. That's then going to bring more jobs. They're going to invest more into the U.S. They're going to bring more jobs, where President Obama believes sort of the middle class out. You give the middle class more, they go out and spend more. They go, jobs then begin to hire. So it's a ripple effect from the middle out, where it's their mentality is just horrible. It's horrible.
Exactly.
Right. That's why I say they want top and bottom. They don't want a middle. Period. I don't think so.
Yeah.
They want to have the high and the low.
Yeah, I
have
another
question.
I agree with you. I agree with you. I think they want to start a war, to be honest with you, within the United States between classes, and really wipe out the middle class, where you have the rich and you have the poor, and that's truly where they want to be.
There it is. That's it.
Exactly. Now this question right here is probably for a whole nother show, but I just figured I'd throw it out there. You all know, you know, there's been some great movies that came out, like The Avengers, you know, you got The Hulk, you got all these crazy superhero movies coming out. What do you think why there has not been a push for the black superhero, like the Black Panther or what's the other guy's name? It's relevant. Trust me, it is so relevant right now because especially the Black Panther. Because if you put that movie out, it shows you a different side of the African culture and how powerful they were and how they, you know, maintained everything themselves and they did not need the outside world and the type of technology they have. You think that type of positive influence, they do not want to show people?
Yeah, they're scared, you know.
They never
scared.
Want to show anything positive.
That's a great question. Yeah,
they're not going to show it because they're going to turn around and put the negative spin on it. We're gangsters. We're criminals.
Right.
That's how they're going to spin it. So, but yeah, the white superhero, they get to save the world at the end of the day. So that's just truly the way they're spinning it. And until we step forward and say something, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a struggle.
Yep.
Yeah, I feel like that's a very good question, a very good point, too. And, you know, I do look at it as, you know, this might seem a little biased or whatever, but I look at it as, you know, we gave them a black president, so why should we give them black superheroes at the same time? And if you think about it, there really hasn't been a movie that portrayed a black superhero in a long time. And like he said, though, it's just so it's that mind feed of white people will save the day or white men will save the day. At the end of the day, that's who we need to depend on. And people don't realize that that's being fed into us subconsciously.
Exactly.
So what do we do? He was a superhero, Hancock. Was he considered a superhero at the end?
Right.
He was, wasn't he? But he had the negative spin to him, though.
That's
so
my
still,
point. He's an alcoholic. There
right,
lies my
right,
point.
Right, right.
Disrespectful.
Right.
There lies my point. And then how did it do in box office?
These actors will take these roles, but they don't really see the bigger picture of what they're actually doing to, you know, the image that they're actually portraying and how, oh, this is a great role, I'm going to get $20 million for it, but at the same time, you're also kicking, you know, you're kicking back, you know, a little bit, you know. How come the black actors don't have enough power and clout to reshape roles in a certain way? Not saying that it's not true, that some of the characters that they play, but to be able to shape the role where you can have a more positive spin on it and still be, you know, funny, powerful, and stuff like that. It's like we'll just take anything because they're throwing us a bone instead of having a say-so. I don't know.
Maybe they just feel like they're trying to get their foot in the door to get to that level where they can make those
Smith's foot
scenes.
Is already in the door. His ass is in the door. Come on now.
You stupid.
You know
ass first, huh?
Dude, that man, he already
in the door. He better clip some toenails. He is in the door. You know,
stupid.
Come on. I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying. I don't know. You got to really go deep with that one. I mean, for them, kind of, it's a job. You know, they're not looking at it like that. It's a job. Just like a lot of us, our regular jobs we go to, we may be doing something at that job we don't necessarily think is going to benefit us or our community, but we do it because it's a job.
Well, see, but that brings it back to my whole point. Back in the day, you had players, conscious players like Bill Russell, Jim Brown, who did not put their work over, you know what I'm saying, their duty as a human being. But today, we'll sell out for the Nike contract so quick. LeBron is, you know, he's going to put $300 sneakers out there for kids to get robbed and whatever, knowing that they really can't afford it. I mean, I think it's, I don't know. I just have a problem. You can tell I have a problem.
We need a whole new roundtable for that one. We need to dedicate
the
show. We need to have you guys back on for the roundtable on that one.
Because like you said, there's actors in the door. You got actors like Denzel Washington. I was just watching John Q today, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, why does he have to be so angry? It's for a great cause, and yet y'all portraying him like he's just so angry and mad, and he's got to resort to a gun and all this stuff. Why does it have to be that? Why can't it be for this bigger cause and he doesn't have to wield a gun? Why can't it be for something else? And, I mean, you've got those actors out there. And like he said, though, y'all taking these roles for a dollar, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Yeah. I
hear
you.
Oh, we're going to get it on. I can see it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be calling you up, LeVan. I'm going to be calling you up, V, and be like, all right, roundtable, let's go.
Let's get it in.
Let's do it. All right, well, I want to thank you guys for calling in tonight to chop it up with us. We really appreciate the support and the love. You guys, you know, always make sure you check in with us and call us up just to say hi. Definitely want to have you back on for that PD roundtable. We're going to get it on. We're going to pick out those topics, and we're just going to go in. Y'all down for that?
Let's get it in.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, you guys. Well, have a good night. We're going to start to close out the show. We're going to play another song and call it a night. PD Radio.
I think I'm changing it up, Miss PD.
All right.
I'm gonna change it up just a little bit. Instead of playing another song, just for those who did not hear the Romney phone, you know, if you didn't hear phone tap, I'm replaying it. So if you want to hear it, you guys want to check out the phone tap before we close the show out. I'm about to hit it right now. This is live footage. This is just how the Republican Party is getting it on right now. So
check it out,
Radio,
y'all.
Baby. PD Radio.
$2,000 for a suit, $200 for a tie, a requisition order for a Ferrari. What's your fucking side of the story?
We will hear from the Democrat Party the plight of the poor. And there's no question, it's not good being poor, and we have a safety net to help those that are very poor. So you can focus on the rich, that's not my focus. You can focus on the very poor, that's not my focus.
Don't think, make my dick it! For 6 months I've been pouring money down a bottomless hole. The truth is, this apartment's fronted you a fortune. And my ass is on the line. I okayed all this shit.
And out of my fucking mind to keep letting you talk me into this shit.
Whether they
four purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.
All I smell is your bullshit. But I promise you, I won't go down alone. I'm gonna give you 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna cover my own ass. How you like that arrangement? You got 3 days. If I don't see some results by then, I'm gonna grind your ass in the dog meat. You got that?
about the Rolexes and the Lexus.
That's that phone tap right there. I don't know what's going on, but he will not get
Thanks
my
vote. Thanks for tuning in. That's right. Thanks for tuning in tonight, guys. PD Radio, Musical Tribute, Tina Marie, Luther Vandross, and Stevie Wonder. We will do a part two of this show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a good night, PD Radio.
That's right, PD Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio. Six Man Radio.
Let's go.